in the limelight.
The Palestinian combatant groups campaigning for liberation of their homeland should know that they're not alone in this holy struggle, says Kayhan, international staff writer, in an article published under the heading Time for Practical Steps to End Zionist Sacrilege in Palestine. Stay tuned for more. Whatever the facts and behind-the-scenes ploys that could be traced to corridors of power in Washington, on Friday, April 15th, the sanctity of the Al-Aqsa Mosque was again defiled in the fasting month of Ramadan by the dirty Israeli regime troops who disrupted a peaceful gathering of Muslim worshippers after the early dawn prayer by attacking them with batons, tear gas, and rubber bullets to injure at least 158 Palestinians. As usual, the Muslim world verbally condemned the latest sacrilege at Al-Aqsa Mosque, but without any plans for any coordinated practical moves on the ground. To peals of laughter at this impotence from the Zionists and the Americans, now joined by the treacherous Arab clan leaders from the Persian Gulf. The only thing that is worrying the Israelis in their merry killing of Palestinians over the past few days in the West Bank prior to Friday's foray into the sacred precincts of the Al-Aqsa Mosque is the statement from Gaza by the Palestinian freedom-fighting movements, including Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and others, who have the rockets to respond to such acts of terrorism. They had made the Zionists taste Palestinian retaliation last year in the operations codenamed Sword of Beit al-Muqaddas following the Israeli atrocities in Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood, and could now use some of their rapidly improving projectiles to target the Zionist criminals. The wording of the warning is clear. We will draw the line again in defense of Beit al-Muqaddas, and we will launch a new era, weapons for weapons, and force will only be met by force, and we will defend the sanctity of Al-Aqsa by all our might. The Palestinian combatant groups campaigning for liberation of their homeland should know that they're not alone in this holy struggle. Lebanon's legendary anti-terrorism movement, the Hezbollah, with its sophisticated arsenal, is also with them. And so is Yemen's popular Ansarullah movement, whose state-of-the-art means of defense will definitely be at the service of the oppressed Palestinian people. Then there is the Hashd al-Sha'bi, or the Popular Mobilization Force of Iraq, whose groups such as Asab al-Haq and Harakat Hezbollah on Nujaba have already made public their vowed vengeance against the Zionist regime's crimes against Islamic sanctities. One of the statements from Baghdad reads, Iraqi resistance forces are fully prepared to do whatever is necessary to ensure the continuation of the Palestinian struggle until the usurping Israeli regime is annihilated. The Islamic Republic of Iran definitely supports the mobilization of forces all over the Muslim world for the cherished goal of liberation of Islam's former Qibla, or direction of prayer, and has made it clear to the UN that the only peaceful and democratic solution to the chronic question of Palestine is a referendum for one single country and government, and the exit of all Jews of foreign origin from the land.